Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Neil O'Murcu is a breathwork and ice bath practitioner and teacher. He's also the author of several books, including The Blissful Breath. He travels across the country to bring breathwork to people. And I'm delighted to say he's become a friend and he joins me in studio now. Neil, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
We have come a long way from first time on your sitting room floor 6 years ago when I started presenting this show. And I went into an ice bath in your garden and here we are.
It's amazing to see the growth over 6 years, isn't it?
Yeah, there was something about you and Josie that hooked me in for life back
we
then.
We have you now.
Tell me about setting up the Blissful Breathwork Academy, because I think that's interesting. And you've said at some of the training sessions, people have said to you, are you mad? Why are you giving away your secret sauce? Why are you putting more breathwork teachers out there? Why don't you be the only one?
Yes, so that's a kind of common thing that people say to me. You know, one person said to me, you're doing yourself out of a job. But ultimately for me, my mission is to try and help as many people as possible to breathe better, because when they breathe better, they feel better and they think better. And the best way to do that is to have people out there with the skills to share this with other people. I'm only one person. My time is finite. But if we have loads and loads of very skilled, compassionate breathwork teachers out there, we can help millions of people.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. We've millions of yoga teachers, millions of music teachers. Like exactly. There's room.
And when you think about the amount of yoga teachers, and I love yoga, but the world would be in a great place if we had an equal amount of breathwork teachers out there, just teaching people how to breathe in ways that help them feel a little bit calmer, help them feel a little bit more like themselves.
Because when you travel, you'll often look for a breathwork class just to see how it's being done elsewhere. And you were in America recently and you couldn't find one.
Yeah, so I've travelled a lot recently, twice in America, twice in Spain, the UK and Poland. And it's not as common around the world as it is here in Ireland. I think in Ireland it's really taken off with the whole wellness, you know, craze as well. And I think we need to get that message out to people that there's huge opportunities for people all over the world to really help people and to have a very kind of meaningful existence for themselves if they just learn a little bit of breathing.
Remind us, before we get into 2 minutes of breathwork with you, why is intentional breathing so transformative?
When we think about our daily life, we breathe about 20,000 times a day without even thinking about it. But the more time that we focus on our breathing, the better everything becomes. So the better our health becomes, the better our mood becomes. Mostly because when we focus on our breathing, it starts to move us from a state of anxiety or nervousness or even emergency into a place in the nervous system where we feel safe again, where we feel calm again. And in that place, the immune system can start to work better and then everything starts to work better. So a little bit of breathing with intention, with focus, just helps us slow down a little bit and calms us down.
Now, I've started to bring it into my almost every day. I've obviously experienced now 3 weekends of breathing and I'd arrive on a Friday frazzled from various life experiences and traffic situations to get...
It's usually the traffic.
...to the south side of Dublin on a Friday evening is no joke. And you float out of there hours later and certainly on a Sunday. But you want to get the message to people, it doesn't necessarily have to be an hour or a weekend. 2 minutes can be enough.
Yeah, and I think that's a misconception that we're trying to unravel a little bit for people. Sometimes they feel, oh, we have to spend a lot of time doing a practice like breathwork to get a lot of benefit. But really, even a few breaths to break up a day or to break up a situation can help us feel much better. So 1 or 2 minutes, and let's go for 2 minutes, is an ideal kind of break in your day just to reset and restore, and then you feel much better.
So you're going to lead us in 2 minutes now. So do we need any health and safety? If people are driving, do they need to pull over? Or is this something you can do with your eyes open?
We're going to guide people to do it with their eyes closed. So please make a common sense decision based on that.
Yeah, no heavy machinery, no driving. No. And take 2 minutes out of your day. Right, Neil O'Murcu, take it away.
So just taking your time now and closing your eyes if that's comfortable. And on your next inhale, breathing gently in and sighing as you exhale. And again, breathing gently in and sighing as you exhale. One more like that. Breathing in and really letting go. And now just rest for a moment. Allow your body to rest. On your next inhale, breathing gently and deeply in and breathing out slowly, slowly, slowly till you reach the end of that breath. And in your own time, breathing in again deeply and gently and focusing on a long, slow exhale. And continue to breathe like this. The breath in is deep and gentle. The exhale slowly breathing to the end of the breath, no force. Three more breaths like this. There's no rush. Breathing gently and deeply in. And this time as you exhale, softening the body. Softening the body. Twice more. In your own time, breathing in. And slowly, slowly breathing all the way out. One last time now. Breathing gently, deeply in. And slowly, slowly all the way out. And just rest for a moment now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
The only problem with 2 minutes is it's not long enough. But it is long enough. But when we start to give ourselves that permission to slow down, I can even see it teaching groups. Like recently at All Together Now, even that three deep breaths with the focus on the long, slow exhale, people feel their shoulders coming down. Yes. They feel their heart rate slow. And it can be really empowering to know that with only a few breaths, you can send a message to your body.
That's exactly it. As you described there, within three or four breaths, we can start to feel a little bit better. And that's very empowering for people to know that within them they have this movement of air, this breath all the time that's there for them, and they can use it whenever they need to.
Well, check out Neil's Instagram, Breathe with Neil. Neil O'Murku, thank you very much for coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.